Juris Vodcast with Scott Pierce.
The Patent and Trademark Office is taking a hard line with software developers. Specifically, the PTO is interpreting Section 101 of the Patent Act to deny patents to process inventions that don't physically transform an article and aren't tied to a particular machine. One might think that software would be deemed subject to patent because software is tied to a computer. But not so fast. The cases to have a look at are called Bilski, Langemer, and Wasinksuk. Bilski was huge news when the decision came out a couple of years ago, and it's still subject to an en banc review. But the other two cases have come out in the last few weeks, and they indicate that the Patent and Trademark Office is hostile to software patents. The PTO seems to say that software that runs on computers is outside Section 101 because a PC is generic as opposed to being a particular or a specific machine. Is this good news? Yes. Traditionally, patents are given to inventions, so the people who invented the DVD get to patent their invention. But a movie studio can't patent their film. The studio gets all the protection it needs from the copyright laws. Software is clever, but it's just mathematics. It doesn't change the physical world. Software manipulates data, not objects. Allowing patent protection to process inventions is bad because it stifles creativity. Over the last 50 years, we've seen a big expansion of the rights of the owners of intellectual property. It's time for the pendulum to swing in the opposite direction. Patent law is highly technical. It's like securities law, hugely important and little understood. The bottom line is, those who create process inventions will be richly rewarded, even if they can't patent their inventions.
Juris Vodcast is a production of Nuclear Podcasting. Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives.